a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds. It's 98 degrees. KSL's top story. Another rec center is struggling to hire summer staff. A popular summer camp in Sandy had to cancel their July and August camps because they don't have enough counselors. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
This is the Rebel Camp offered by Sandy City, and kids get to swim, go on 2 field trips a week, and do a lot of arts and crafts. But camp officials say the part-time jobs normally filled by teens were the ones they couldn't fill for July and August, so they had to cancel. Parents who spoke with KSL say they are in no way angry at the camp, just that it's a sad situation for their kids, and now they have to scramble to find proper daycare for their children.
Some teens didn't take jobs with the camp because they already had another job or were busy with sports. A new fire has started at the northern edge of Dixie National Forest. It's burning between the communities of Beryl and Enterprise, just about 45 minutes north of St. George. The flat fire has eaten up around 50 acres. It was started by a lightning strike, and we're watching it closely here at KSL News Radio. Thunderstorms and lightning could be coming to northern Utah as we head into this evening. There's a storm system that just crossed over into the state from Nevada. Gusty wind and lightning strikes are possible. There's no rain expected. KSL News time, 4:31. The Utah Jazz have to win tonight or the season's over. Good news is it sounds like Mike Conley's all in tonight. KSL Sports insider Ben Anderson told us the likelihood Donovan Mitchell will play is high as well.
I would be stunned if he didn't give it a go. As you mentioned, it's do or die. This is your last chance if you want to keep your season alive. He sounds like he desperately does. So the Jazz have tried to keep him out of games because of injury in the past. I bet they both suit up and give the Jazz a good chance tonight.
Jazz tip-off in L.A., 8 o'clock tonight. Utah legend John Stockton has become the subject of some Twitter ire today after he turned up in an anti-vaccine documentary. In a short clip on the web, Stockton says the virus isn't keeping us in our homes, but rather it's guys making decisions who are keeping us scared. Stockton says he's done a significant amount of research to learn the truth. The documentary is called COVID and the Vaccine, Truth, Lies, and Misconceptions Revealed. Some fans are calling for a mask to be put on Stockton's statue outside Vivint Arena. KSL News time, 4:33. A record number of people around the world were forced to flee their homes in 2020. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the UN High Commission on Refugees says 82.4 million people around the world were driven from their homes by violence and human rights violations.
We're now in excess of 1% of humanity being forcibly displaced.
Commissioner Filippo Grandi saying the millions were forced to flee due to war, persecution, and discrimination. President Biden announces the nation has reached the mark of 300 million COVID vaccinations administered in arms in 150 days.
We got here because of the American people stepping up and getting vaccinated, helping family, friends, neighbors get vaccinated.
The president also encouraging those who are hesitant to get the vaccine to help battle the new Delta variant. Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to religious conservatives today.
It is great to be back with so many patriots dedicated to faith and freedom and the road to the majority.
Pence faced off with hecklers during that event.
I'm deeply humbled by them. Ralph Reed knows me well enough to know.
The small group wearing Make American Make America Great Again ball caps were immediately escorted out of the conference hall. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're learning new information about the man arrested and accused of going on a shooting spree in suburban Phoenix yesterday. ABC's Alex Stone reports one person was killed, 12 injured, all random victims.
The suspect is 19-year-old Ashen Tricarico, under arrest and being held. In new court documents, prosecutors say Tricarico admitted to some of the shootings on Thursday. In his vehicle, police found an AR-15 with two magazines. At the crime scene, they found .223 caliber shell casings. In a post-arrest interview with police, Tricarico indicating he believed people had been following him and that every vehicle around him had people pointing guns at him. He claimed he had been working as a security guard when he was involved in a shooting last month, and that since then he believes people have been after him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A West Valley City war veteran was honored at Senator Mitt Romney's office today with replacement medals for those he lost from his service in Vietnam. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards was at the ceremony.
Richard DeGoyer says he was told to wear Levi's and not his uniform when he returned from the Vietnam War, but it felt different for him today to be honored by Senator Mitt Romney and presented with many replacement medals for his service. He lost them 20 years ago. In the room were several young Utahns on their way to different military service academies to continue to serve our country. DeGoyer says he is thankful for them.
Romney says he's also thankful for DeGoyer and his generation. KSL News Time, 4:36. So, Ricky, it is hot out there this afternoon. I mean, hotter than yesterday, even 98, Salt Lake City. It's 100 in Provo. So where's the traffic the worst?
Well, we have traffic really coming to a crawl. Southbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. I don't have a crash reported, at least not yet. We'll see what happens. And then Davis County packed in and slow. Northbound I-15, that's from Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, my summer time treat, what I call Favorite Friday. You're going to hear one of my all-time favorite minutes of news next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.